I went in the paddock on the 10th of August. It's 91 days today, and the plan initially was to keep them there until the Winton show next year, with a view to putting them in the feedlot, but they've overperformed, so we're going to have to reconsider what we do with them.
John Payne is one of the producers involved in the Winton steer trial. Now, the competition was organised by the Winton Show Society's cattle steward, Ken Sorensen. It was in an effort to attract more cattle, but also more people to the local show. Now, back in August, 108 steers were sent on a gistment to Daintree Station near Winton. And yesterday was the first weigh-in since the cattle were inducted. Ken Sorensen says the results were very surprising.
95% of them have at least put on 1 kilo a day. We had a few that were up over the 1.6, 1.7, a couple close to 2. But again, saying that, because of the first weigh-in, cattle were curfewed, different hours and everything else, it's probably not 100% accurate, but the next weigh-in will be the real governor.
You said that it was surprising. I mean, to have cattle putting on 1.7 kilos in the middle of winter in Western Queensland, what do you think of that? Have you seen it before?
No, not especially not for this time frame. You know, you might get it for a month or 6 weeks if cattle have got compensatory weight gain and everything else in them, but just not for this period of time and not this time of year. Normally we're on a falling plane in nutrition this time of year, and, you know, this country normally averages around 0.66 per annum in an average year, and, you know, this is normally when they're doing 0.2 or maintenance levels. And, yeah, it's just incredible to see him doing that, especially with no help from anything else. It's just been an incredible season.
Now, there are a few rumours going around that the cattle could actually be too heavy to actually end up in the feedlot, which is a good problem to have. So what's the backup plan?
It's either process the cattle earlier and put them into feed, on feed earlier and shorten the trial, or forget about the feedlot side of things and go straight to the works.
Now, you've also got your own cattle in. How are they looking?
Yeah, no, they're going all right. You know, they're the same as everyone else's. There's a few really good performers and a couple a little bit less. I'm happy with them. It'll just be interesting to see after the next weigh-in how they all go, you know, when they're on an even playing field as far as curfews and everything else.
Ken Sorensen, the Winton Show cattle steward and local producer. Now, in competition to Ken is John Payne from Daintree Station, where the cattle are currently grazing. Mr. Payne has entered 16 of his own cattle into the competition. He says with the season he currently has, it was an opportunity he couldn't pass up.
We've had an extraordinary season here over the last 10, 11 months. It was a golden opportunity to put them in a really good paddock. If they're ever going to do well, it'd be this year. So, yeah, that's why we got involved. We were down on cattle numbers too a little bit, so we were looking for a few hides to eat a bit of grass.
So you've heard the results. What do you make of them?
Oh, Lydia, we've been really surprised by the results. We were expecting these cattle to do about 1 kilo or 1.1 a day, just based on what other people have been getting around the district. But they've actually ranged from about 0.9 a day up to nearly 2 kilos a day. It's an extraordinary performance. But when you go through the paddock, it's not really surprising, because the paddock is sort of understocked and there's just a huge range of variety of things there to eat, like plenty of Mitchell grass and a bit of buffel grass, and there's a lot of herbage. Like, everybody who had the winter rain, and most of central western Queensland had it, tell you the same story about the huge variety of herbage that's out there, and these cattle have had the advantage of all that wonderful feed.
Now, there was talk that they could be too heavy to actually end up in a feedlot, so how are yours going, your 16, and what are you thinking?
Yeah, Lydia, look, the next weigh day is scheduled for the 8th of March next year. I think the lion's share of these cattle will be ready to kill by then, and we might just bypass the feedlot deal and just go straight to the meatworks and turn it into a carcass competition, I think, and we really can't complain about that. Most of the time, we're bellyaching about how well they're not doing, so we should just enjoy this for what it is, I think.